Welcome to Vaginas, Vulvas, and Vibrators with Jordan Donnell. This is a safe place to learn about women's health and sexual wellness. I'm your host, Jordan Donnell, physician assistant, women's sexual health educator, and intimacy coach. On today's episode, we have a special guest joining us to talk all about orgasms for National Orgasm Day on July 31st. I am super excited to have this special guest to share a little bit more about his experience with orgasms and help you learn how to have better, more fulfilling, deeper connections in orgasms. This episode is super fun. Before we jump into today's episode, I want to tell you about Manifest Your Man. This is a six-week program to reclaim your confidence to attract the man you deserve and have been dreaming about. I am so excited for this upcoming program. In this program, we are going to cover everything from health, pleasure, communication, desires, and really getting clear on what you're looking for in a partner. This program is great for doing the work to get ready for your next relationship. To find out more information about this, go to manifest.jordandonnell.com. I am so excited for all of the women who decide to take this step to reclaiming their confidence and attracting the man they want. On today's episode, Michael Charming is joining me. He is an orgasm and relationship coach, an international best-selling author, award-winning international speaker, certified emotional detox body worker, certified life coach, and the author of Amplify Your Orgasm. He is joining me to talk more about orgasms with us. So, Michael, let's get right to it. You want to go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes. Hi, everyone. Hello. My name is Michael Charming. I am an orgasm coach, a sexual healer, relationship expert, international speaker, and a certified body worker. I have been working in the field of sexuality for about coming to 9 years now. And it has been a one hell of a journey, you know, something, of course, I love it. I absolutely adore it. And I don't think I would have wanted something else, but it's been a very amazing unraveling experience. And that's one of the reasons why I do like having a podcast, writing books, creating courses, is because these are the things that I personally feel should have been taught to me when I'm growing up as a kid or in schools and universities. And not having that in-depth education being provided, I feel like I'm being devoid of my essence. I'm being devoid of my sexuality for these many years. And one of the goals of my work is to pass this education, because as we all know, we all love sex, right? We all love orgasms. We all, and these are all part of our lives. So for me, it's about let's embrace it rather than feeling shame about it. Let's talk it openly, you know, and share that. Just by sharing about talking about sex, there is so much turn on people feel. There is so much arousal people feel, right? There is. So when just by having a conversation, it creates that energy. Shouldn't we be having more and more of these conversations? So yeah, this has been, I've been in a tantra practitioner for about 6 years. I practice a lot. I explored a lot around orgasms when I started the journey of orgasm back in 2012, mostly coming with the intention of wanting to learn about female sexuality, because no matter what I did, my relationships were just fucked up. No matter whichever girlfriend I was with, no matter how much effort we both put in together, both me and my girlfriend being very intelligent people, still there was something that was missing. Of course, we had a very good, nice spark for 1, 2, 3 months. But after that, there was something that would happen that would just not feel right in relationship. And when I had my last breakup, and that's the time I came across certain people who were talking about sex in open. And I was like, what? Can people really talk about this in open? Just like we are talking right now. So I went and I took that event. I took their courses. And since then, I've never looked back. I started learning about sexual practices. I've been living in London. And fortunately enough, this is one of the cities where there is quite a lot of openness in that regard, that you can practice with a lot of different partners. So I had an experience to practice as a practice with more than 400-500, and that's what gave me the experience not only about their sexuality but also about my own sexuality, because I discovered a lot more about myself through those experiences. And then the trainings like starting studying about the real Tantra, where there is a misconception about Tantra is about sex. Fortunately, I was lucky enough that I got to be in the right institute where they actually taught about the basic tantric principles, which is more about knowing yourself as a human being. So with my sexual experiences and then coming into studying about Tantra, it kind of felt a very complementary experience because I had the experiences, but I didn't have the understanding of why am I feeling this kind of a sensation in my body, right? Why is it that when I'm having sex, I'm like, oh, I'm so powerful. I can do anything in the world, right? And why is it then suddenly when I ejaculate, I start feeling tired? And Tantra started giving the basic education of why anything happens in sexuality as a living human being. And then, of course, there were a lot of different practices that we did, which helped me to start moving away from experiences of an orgasms to actually integrate it into my body, you know, becoming like a multi-orgasmic being. And that's where I started to learn about the energetic, which is something we're going to talk about in this session, because this energetic is one of the very important aspects that we don't have any kind of relation to. Although we all know that everything is energy, everything is a vibration, but we are so unfamiliar with it. And having that real surreal experiences of different energies running in my body and being able to move them, channel them over a period of time was so much empowered. And then I also did more further courses where I got to learn about the body de-armoring and emotional detox and trauma, which ended up me writing my first book, The Amplify Your Orgasm. And now I'm working on a second book and I've got my podcast and the journey continues.
I love that. So tell me, what is your podcast?
Yes, the podcast name is The Orgasm Coach. And the reason why I call it myself as an orgasm coach, because that's what my work is. When we are working through orgasms, when we are working to help people, men, women, have more experiences of deeper and nourishing orgasms, what I have found is that we all carry so many different layers of pain and anger and beliefs, which are all wrapped in our body, in our mind. Now, of course, initially the desire would be, oh, yeah, I want to experience a lot of different kinds of orgasms. Indeed, this is the starting point. But what happens is it's like a Pandora of box. When we open something, like I'll give you just an example of my last client that I worked with. She wanted to feel more in her feminine power, want to get in touch with her sexuality as she hasn't had any partner for a couple of years. So she feel like she doesn't know how to have sex anymore, et cetera, right? So that was the starting point. But after a few coaching sessions, what I found is that there was a lot of things coming up about shame, about being repression that happened in her childhood from her own father, from her own family. So we had to kind of work on those issues before we could even talk about further of how she can enhance our sexuality. So being a coach is very kind of hands-on, getting dirty with the client. When I say dirty, it means like you are with the client working in every single level of emotion, every single level of intensity, anything that's coming out. And as a coach, that's the kind of my job, holding the space, triggering them, because I have to trigger them for them to come to the surface, and then working with us together into this, you know. So that's why the Orgasm Coach is a podcast where it's about liberating people about their sexuality, their orgasms. The goal is to bring in different experts who are working in the field of sexuality, sharing about their journey, sharing about their tips in relating to relationship, and of course, sharing about my own experiences in regards to how I moved from a guy who was a very shy Indian boy, born into a very conservative family where talking about sex was not the thing that ever happened. I grew up in India, so watching English channels during my school days was the best I could connect with sexuality. And my view was, oh, people in Western countries have so much sex. And that's what kind of drove me that one day I want to go to the West and experience this. So the podcast is about sharing and helping people live more into their own beings. Because what I found is that medically, you work in the medical profession, and you would know that orgasms medically has been proven that they are very, very beneficial, just at a body level. That they clear up your regulatory system, the circulatory system. They give you all those oxytocins and different hormones. So when orgasms give us so much amazing feelings, shouldn't we be having more of these? Because that's what our ultimate goal is, to enjoy pleasure, is to enjoy happiness, to bliss. And that's what my goal is.
I love it. Since you are the orgasm coach, why don't you like start by telling us, what is an orgasm?
It's a very interesting.
I know you asked me this when we had recorded together, so I'm curious to get your viewpoint of how you define an orgasm.
Sure, I will definitely let you know what my definition of orgasm is. But what I would like to share before is, as a bit of a history, when I was starting my orgasm journey back in 2013-14, I went around London asking people, what does orgasm mean for them? So I got a very different answer. Some people said, oh, it's seeing Jesus Christ, right? Or some said, the guy who was smoking a joint, he said, it's like the best joint ever in the world. A woman said, orgasm, what the hell is that? I've never experienced in my life, right? And then another person said, this orgasm is like a French dude, you know, tall dude with a nice pointed beard, having a champagne. And like, those were the things that were coming up. And some said, oh, I only have sex when I'm drunk, right? So after hearing all of this, that led me to question, what the hell is, and because I was already starting this journey of orgasm, I was already doing a lot of studies and research. So I questioned myself, what is an orgasm? And I think over the years, if I were to define an orgasm, what I would say is, an orgasm is a sexual energy that moves in our body and it triggers various spots. Right. So we all know that we have different triggers in our body. Now, those triggers could be at a physical level on a physical body, or they could be on our energetic bodies. So when that sexual energy moves, it triggers those different spots, which gives rise to emotions and feelings. And that's what I feel an orgasm is, because in an orgasm, when those triggers are happening, those emotions and feelings are happening, they could be feelings of happiness, they could be feeling of sadness, they could be feeling of anything, and it's all okay. Sometimes you could have tears flowing from your eyes when you're in a deep orgasmic state. It's simply because that sexual energy is moving and is triggering different memories or different pain points or different pleasure points that are stored in our body, and is creating an impact which we feel and see on in front of us. You know, so to what extent will that sexual energy be able to move? To what extent, what will the intense and impact of that will depend on how much activated we have our energies inside. Most of the time, we are not aware of it. And most of the time, what we do is we associate orgasm with pleasure or arousal. But we know that arousal is more of a body response, right? It not necessarily has to do anything. People can still have, a man can still have an erection, or a woman can still feel turned on without necessarily having an orgasmic experience. So that's, I don't know, does that make sense in terms of what I said? What's your view?
Yes, that totally makes sense. And as far as like an energy goes, how do people be more aware of their energy, or kind of start tracking that and be in the presence of that?
Sure. So first of all, the best way to think about an energy is, let's say we have a remote control, right? So remote control is more like a physical device with a physical human body, right? So the remote control would have different points inside, different circuits, wires, etc. But unless and until there is that electric current flowing, that physical body, that physical device would not work. In the same way, we human beings, what we see on ourselves, we have this physical body, right? We have a heart, we have our brains, we have our eyes, we have our genitals. So this is at a physical level. Now, in Chinese and Indian studies, what we refer to as the chakra system, or the energy meridians. And that's where we have different chakras, which means different energy points, stored in our bodies, and there are different ways to activate them. But I'll give a brief intro over this before I tell how to activate them. So growing up in India, I used to see these chakra systems or the energy centers on a chart. They would say there are seven chakras. I was like, okay, fine, makes sense, blah blah blah, right? You hear it, you read about it, okay. But when I started studying Tantra a couple of years ago, what started happening is I started experiencing energetic vibrations in specific points of my body. And those specific points were exactly the same that I used to see in those charts. And that led me to the curiosity. I'm like, hold on a second. What is this happening? Like, for example, one time I was going for work in the morning around 9:30, coming out of the London Underground Tube. And as I walked out of the turnstile, I felt this huge, humongous pain in the center of my chest. But at the same time, a big opening. It's like something very sharp that's kind of opening inside your body, right? And that's the kind of sensations I'm feeling. So it's very, very painful, but at the same time, it's feeling so good. Now, I didn't know what the whole thing was going on. I just went and did my work while I continued to be in that pain. That pain wasn't the pain that I couldn't do my work. It's just that it's feeling there. I can feel it. It's impacting. But I carried on my work. And then after 2-3 days, the pain had subsided. And I felt such a big opening of my heart. Like, I didn't know that there was a heart, but I felt such a big opening in my chest area and a pure amount and abundance of love. Like, I am a lovely person. You know, I come from India, Bollywood, romance. Of course, I'm very affectionate and loving. But the amount of love and abundance that I felt that first time in my life is what we call an unconditional love. And When I started doing search in Google, and that's what, when I started studying the symptoms, I got in connection with the chakra, that's where the symptoms were very correlated to what we call the opening of the heart energy center. And since then, it's been, 3-4 years now, the level of love has only expanded, irrespective of whether I know the person, whether I don't know the person. That's the unconditional love that you just got to that stage. And likewise, there were similar experiences around the first chakra, which is at the root chakra, at the base, where just between the anus and around the perineum. And I felt this huge, humongous energy coming and just penetrating all the way up into my body. And all I was there just sitting around, I'm like, what the hell is happening? But by that time, I already had some level of awareness, you know, that this is an energy, because I was already doing a lot of different practices. So I just started putting more and more attention into it. And that was the time I had my root chakra activated. You know, so eventually that got me more curious. I started looking at different poses, different exercises, and remaining curious and just walking along the path. And eventually I experienced all these different expansions and activations of energy at different points. Then I started learning about how to channel them, how to play with them, because it's all happening internally, right? We are always used to doing things externally, right? I don't know, we want to move, but this is about sitting. You know, we say is that energy and awareness have a lot of common things. So wherever we put our attention, wherever we put our awareness, that energy can expand and contract. So I started sitting down and expanding and contracting just by putting my awareness and attention into it. And I started playing. Then I started applying those concepts with sex, when I was having sexual connection with my partner. I'll give you an example. Like one time what I did was I used to start playing around, because this is like a toy that I found without actually being a toy. So one day what happened is I met my partner. We had a great, amazing sex. And she said, this sex felt like a big, huge, humongous tree. And I'm just feeling so grounded. You know, this feels so good. Now, what she didn't know, that just before we had sex, I meditated on the tree. So there was a nice, big, huge tree in front of me. And I had built this energetic connection with it, right? And I just brought that into our sexual connection. And it was amazing to just know, because she didn't know about what I did. And it was just amazing to experience and hear from her, this is what she's feeling, right? This is where the energetic starts impacting. Another experience was what I call an energetic cock. So men have energetic cocks. Of course, you have to work on activating it. And what an energetic start, when I was having sexual connection with my partner, there was no penetration. It was not a physical penetration. So we had like kind of like a close on. However, I could feel my cock actually being big and long and just penetrating it through her body, energetically touching her heart. So imagine going from downside, down from her yoni all the way to her heart. You know, but she doesn't know that this is what my experience is. And all she's saying, man, what are you doing? It's touching my heart and it's fucking up my brain. What the hell are you doing? You know, so when I started experiencing these kind of experiences, naturally, it drove me to more and more curiosity, more and more play. And yeah, there are lots and lots of experiences that I can share, but I think I'll leave it for here. So coming back to the question of how do you activate these energy centers, I mean, there are a lot of material on the internet that you can look at, but what I would say is there are two or three things that we can use. Is different energy centers have got different sound vibration. So a different mantra or a different sound vibration. And what I do is whenever I feel like I need to activate them, I sit down and spend 15, 20 minutes. In the past, I even used to do 30 minutes to 45 minutes. But now within 15 minutes, they get activated. I'm like, I'm good to go for the next 2-3 days, you know. But if I want to have a sexual connection with a partner, then of course I do a lot more longer for a few more days so that that energy can be felt and we want to enjoy that pleasure, right? So by chanting different mantras, you can do that. For example, there is a mantra called Lam, and you can chant that something like La. You know, so there are different mantras for different energy centers. Once you have got the understanding and once you've found it, then what you do is you build it as a practice to continue over a period of time without looking for any research, you know, without looking for any particular goal. But all you're doing is observing and continuing the practice. It's like when we sow the seed, of course, we want to see the fruits. But instead of focusing on the fruit, if we just continue to nourish the plant, just continue to keep watering it, giving the sunlight, giving the love, then naturally there would be some point in time where the flower and the fruits, the whole things will start blossoming. So that's what we need to do. Then, of course, what we can also do is there are certain yoga that aims at certain way, that aims at certain activating of different energies. So if you start doing those yoga poses with the mindfulness, with paying attention into what we are doing and what's this impacting in our body, and of course we can do that, we can do the yoga poses with our partner too, then these will help to start activating.
I love that. I am just getting introduced in some of the chakra world, and quite interesting. And yeah, I'm loving this.
Yeah, it's like a hidden gem, because it's an energy we don't see, we have no relation to, we've never heard about it, never studied about it. So it's a very unfamiliar territory. But if you think about this, right, the anger that we feel in our body, the love that we feel in our body, these are all different energies. Now, these are, of course, from a chemical perspective, there are chemical processes. You know, from a hormonal perspective, there are that mechanical energy and all those things happening. But from a spiritual perspective, there are these energies that we feel. And the more we tune ourselves, the more we are able to tune our these energy centers, I tell you, you'll be surprised to see how much bliss and pleasure and love is there within ourselves that we can then just go out and spread and share with our partner.
Yes, I am. I'm excited to learn all of these things and get more in tune with myself. Now, your book, Amplify Your Orgasm. I want to talk about this a little bit. What do you recommend for women to amplify their orgasm?
Sure. So in the book, what I've done is I have categorized the human body into 5 different layers, because we are a very complex being. I think one of the biggest problems, deficiency in our education system has been that we have not been given the support and the guidance to break our human body that we see in front of us into different pieces, to know and see that everything works in combination with each other, right? So what does that mean? I'll give you through an example. For example, we connected, whichever way, whether sexual, non-sexual, and everything was nice and good. And suddenly one of the partner's mood changes, right? So one person might say, hey, what the hell has happened? We were just having a really nice time. You know, I cooked dinner for you and everything was nice and smooth. What the hell happened? What do you think has happened, right? Is that there might be some other things in our mind, in our body, that might have come, some other thought that might have come, and it might have brought with it all the different feelings connected to it, right? So if we were to start seeing human from these different aspects, rather than saying, oh yeah, physically she's here, but let me ask her, what happened to your mental state? Because then it will give me a curiosity, that it will give me a kind of reflection as to what happened there that made her feel the way she or he felt now, which is not being good, right? So in Amplify Your Orgasm book, what I did is I said, in order for us to relate with each other better, and in order for us to understand ourselves better, it's important to simplify our human body and look it into five different layers. So those five layers are, one is the physical body, which is, of course, consisting of 11 different body systems, you know, the muscular system, the skeletal system, the nervous system. So we have we have all these systems that works in parallel and conjunction to each other. Then we have the energetic system, which we spoke about earlier, which is consisting of the chakra and the meridians, right? Then we have the emotional system. This emotional system consists of the emotions and feelings and sensations. So emotional system is like, feelings are the states which are stored in our mind. And when the emotion gets triggered, they trigger all and bring all different kinds of feelings connected to it. Then the fourth is the mental system. The mental system would be your brain, your mind, your consciousness, the subconsciousness, right? And the last would be what I call the spiritual system. The spiritual system would consist of religion, right? Or having a nice, really good relationship, because as a spiritual being, we aspire to have a really good relationship, or being able to find what my true purpose of life is. So what I've done is that I've categorized human body into these different five layers. I said, if we start understanding in this way, then we can actually start talking about orgasms in a much better way. How? Now if you put the concept of what I said about the orgasm across these different layers, then you would say, oh, so for some people, they enjoy mental fantasy, right? And for them, it's like, oh, I can have an orgasm just through mental fantasy or thinking about someone. And it all makes sense because there is this, they are more connected to their mental layer. And through their belief and through their fantasies, they can just bring that energy, which can translate into whatever experiences they are experiencing. Some people are more physical. They're like, oh, I need touch, I need love, I need affection, I need physical intimacy with the other person, which means they are more connected to their physical body. Hence, they would need that physical level of connection without necessarily wanting to have emotional connection or mental connection, right? Some people, mostly women, even some men too, they prefer to have an emotional connection before they want to have any sort of physical connection. They don't feel even turned on, right? It's because we are tapping into the emotions and feelings. So this is what I would say: to amplify your orgasm, you have to identify which system are you operating the most, and then work towards a kind of having control, kind of having an awareness among all of these. The reason why we need to have awareness among all of these, because as a human being, we are complete when all these systems work together. And when the orgasmic energy flows, it will penetrate through your body, it will penetrate through your cell, it will penetrate through your energetic meridians, it will penetrate through your consciousness, it will penetrate through your desire. But it can only happen when there's a free flow happening in all these layers. So in order to amplify your orgasms, you have to look at all these aspects, like what are you feeling emotionally, how is it coming up, where is it coming up, what happened in the past, you know, what circumstances or situations happened, how can you work on these. Likewise, if you're a person who have a lot of belief, what are my beliefs as a sexuality, I can't have an orgasm, then your belief is a very non-supporting belief, then you would have to work on that first before even we can talk about having an orgasm, right? So that's what I would suggest, you know, in terms of how any person can actually amplify their orgasm. But of course, if you want to find out more, you can read the book or ask questions. But I hope that this actually gives a little bit of snippets in terms of kind of sense of how somebody can feel more nourishment and have more amplified orgasms.
Yes. And I think that you're totally right. I'm a firm believer in manifestation. And if you believe you can't have an orgasm, it's going to make it more difficult to orgasm because you're stuck in this mindset that you can't. And really taking a look at all of those things, I think, is definitely important to have the best orgasms.
Absolutely. I mean, we can all have tiny fractions of orgasms, which is not I'm referring to, because if you're a physical person, you want to get turned on, use a sex toy or masturbate or just watch porn and you will feel something and that's good. But I'm talking about really integrating that orgasm that every time you experience it, you want to have more and more of it, that every time you experience it, you feel more connected to the universe. You feel more alive. You feel more energized. You feel like, oh my God, this is the true essence of my being. I'm talking about those kinds of orgasms. And for us to be able to get to that level, we have to look at these individual aspects. and work on it. Unfortunately, we'll have to work on it because we have carried from our past, our society, our parents, the shame around fear, around sex. No, I don't. I think there are very few people who says, oh, I had a sexual conversations with my friends or family where they said, oh, sex is good, it's amazing, it's empowering, we should all have it. You know, it's actually the contrary, which is more around fear or protecting yourself or having your guards on, or one shouldn't have sex before marriage. So those are the kind of things which we have been built up, and those things have been stored within us.
Absolutely. And I think that we all carry some baggage, and it takes a lot of deep work to sort out all of that and figure out, like, what are you holding on to that you may not even realize? And I know in our conversation that kind of came up and for your next book, but if a woman is like really struggling to orgasm, what types of tips do you have for her?
Sure. From my experiences by working with women before I start working, some of the common issues or common aspects that I found is either stress, they're too stressed about things in life, right? Or medical, you know, being on antidepressants or other medicines, that's not really, that might be doing the work that the medicine is supposed to do, but it has a negative consequences in other aspects. And one of them happens to be around their feeling of their sexual pleasure and orgasms, right? Maybe they have an issue, they're having a trust or an intimacy issue in their relationship, right? So then that means they would have to look at those aspects. Or maybe they're too self-critical about themselves. Maybe they're like, because of comparing themselves, as comparison is quite often in our society, they compare themselves with social media or even themselves, how they used to be beautiful in the past and they might not be beautiful, you know. So there could be a whole of these areas, or maybe it could be even like, what do you say, the boredom. Maybe the sex wasn't giving them what they want and they eventually end up feeling bored and it's like, okay, what's the point of it? Or they have been like faking their whole life, they don't know what a real orgasm is, you know. So there could be a whole range of issues. And of course, if a person wants to reflect on them, which I mentioned earlier, then they can start looking at these different five layers and question and self-reflect. It's going to be an exercise on each of these. What were their belief systems? What kind of emotions came up through different experiences of orgasms in their life with different partners? What are their fear around it, which is around the spiritual aspect? What are their religious beliefs? So start looking at these aspects and working on one piece at a time. It's not about, it's not like a sprint. You know, working on orgasm is not like a sprint. It's more like a marathon that you continue, keep going at your pace. It's a very long journey and you enjoy the experience. You enjoy the every unfinding or everything, every experience, every sensation. Sometimes when we start working on these, there could be what I call painful orgasms. The reason why they are painful is because there's an energy stored in their body, right? There's we all know that the body talks, right? We talk about this, that our body has a memory and it stores different kinds of impacts and trauma. So when the energy start penetrating, or when we start working on the muscle relaxation, because relaxation of muscles is very important to experience an orgasm. So when we start working on relaxation of that muscle, but there is a level of trauma stored, then it would be painful, right? So in that aspect, the question would be, how painful is it? Are you okay to put yourself to some level of pain and then allow yourself to experience what was the impact after it? Couple of days later, if you feel that, oh, it was very, you feel liberated, you feel expanded, and know that this was the right place to go, this was the right spot to be touched, because although it might have felt this uncomfortable at that point in time, but there is something that's going to feel you liberated and open. And of course, if there are relationship issues and intimacy issues, then that's something would mean having a conversation with your partner, having an openness, authentic conversations, and working on those issues without holding each other responsible, without blaming each other, and then creating that safe space where both partners can share and build it together.
Yes. And couples having that open dialogue together is so important for a good, healthy relationship.
Absolutely.
Now, you mentioned de-armoring before, and I know that you do body work as well. I know a lot of my listeners are not familiar with kind of what all of that is. Can you elaborate on what exactly de-armoring is?
Sure. As the word suggests, de-armoring is we are removing the guards. We are removing the shackles. We are removing all that walls that have been put by an individual throughout their life. You know, we go through, the thing is, if we have a physical pain, we can go to the doctor, different medical experts, and get ourselves cured. When we have a mental pain, we can go to yoga, we can do different things, and to just to re-energize ourselves, right? But when we have an emotional pain, there isn't really a good outlet for it. The only best way that we have been taught or we often experience in life is by maybe talking with through a friend or talking through a partner or letting the time pass by and then hopefully hoping that things would get better. But in reality, emotion doesn't work that way unless until they are released from the body. You know, of course, by talking about it helps to release, by crying about it, shouting about it in the moment when they happens helps to release. But if these are not done, then what happens is they start getting stored in our body. And now imagine 10, 15, 20 years of our life, first 20, 30 years, we go through a lot of pain, relationship breakup, you know, from parents, issues from the parents to society, etc. So there's a whole lot of emotional, what I call a bag that we end up carrying without us being aware of it. And it has an impact because it actually weighs us down. But we are not aware of this. The only way we actually come to know about it is when that bag is removed, right? Then you feel like, oh shit, this is what I've been carrying all my life. So in an emotional de-arming session, what we do is we help in releasing those emotions, which are stored in different parts of the body. A lot of my work is around sexuality. So what we, just to give a bit of an idea, there are two different sessions that I do. One is a close-on body work. So body work, a body de-arming, but it's a close-on. And that session lasts between 2 to 4 hours. So this is something just as an initial, if people are not really familiar with the energy work and they are not ready for the deep work. So this is just kind of like a taster of what a body de-arming would feel like. Or people who don't know me, they don't have that level of trust to be able to get completely naked in front of me. Then that emotional detox is kind of like a Latin where they get to experience release of some emotions, feel some happiness or whatever the aspects they want to look at. So that's one part of the work. The second part of the work is the body de-arming. And these sessions last between 4 to 8 hours. The client, most of my clients are females, 90% of them. But I also work with male clients as well. Some male clients who might not be comfortable working with a female on their naked body. So that's where I go and work with them. So in this session, the clients are completely naked from head to toe. And I'm really working on identifying where are the places where the energy is stuck, where are the places where that trauma or the abuse is stuff, you know. And of course, I'm using different tools to help me sense. And it's a collaborative work. The client to client will also be doing certain things within the session that will help them. For example, they would be one of the things that would be required is to help them deep breathing, you know. So throughout the session, they would be doing a deep, slow breathing while I'm working and identifying pains and helping them release, right? In the body de-arming session, the last part of the session is around working on the genitals because a lot of trauma is stored on the genitals. So I'm spending about 60 to 90 minutes on inside their genital area using my fingers to find out where there are spots or tangles or knots or places of abuse, because a lot of women have been abused through bad and hard penetration, you know, or through rough sex, and they're not aware. But what happens is those, imagine, for example, a very simple example is, let's say you are having a sex and you have this thing of like, oh, is he going to hurt me, right? Just imagine that connection of that hurt is connected to him putting that his cock inside you and something happening in your brain, your body responds. So as soon as that area becomes, so there's a connection of that fear that starts happening and building across. Now imagine you, that happens a few times, what impact would it create? So when I work on the body de-arming, I helps to actually release those emotions, release those things, help the blood circulate more. And eventually people start experiencing orgasms. Women have a lot of, you know, G-spot orgasms, the cervical orgasms. They are very, very powerful orgasms and they are very, very deeply healing, nourishing for. So that's what basically the body de-arming work is. It's a very powerful tool. Unfortunately, it's not spoken about so much in the world. As you can imagine, first of all, being naked, you know, and there has been a lot of, sometimes in the past, I often hear articles or see cases where male therapists have caused more pain because they have violated their boundaries or they have done something that the client shouldn't have done. So they have not worked on them. So they have not worked on their shadows. As a result, they have created more trauma, you know. So there are different factors that has resulted in this kind of work not getting the real credit. And my goal is to basically get this work out in its nice, pure, authentic way. And just to give also a couple of examples, for example, just to share some of the impacts. So one of my clients, she was being raped when she was 16, 18, and 20. So she had that rape experiences three times in her life. Now imagine when a person goes through that kind of experience over and over again. I mean, even just going once is already traumatic, but when you go through that experience over and over again, you kind of tend to lose your identity. You tend to lose, who are you? What are you? Who? And of course, there is no trust on mankind. There's no trust in human man. So when she came to work with me, she said, I've not spoken to any man for 10 years. I just stay away from men. But she had a desire to be in a relationship with someone, right? There is a desire that in her, but of course, because of her experiences, it's not possible for her. So we only had one body work session, body de-armoring session. And 3 days later, she's telling me, Michael, I'm going on a date with a man. So imagine that's the kind of experience that she experienced. And I was like, and it just brings so much joy and happiness and pleasure that, through your work, through our joint effort, if somebody can have this kind of life altering experiences, then, this is what makes you feel like, oh, I want to do more and more of this. I'll give you another example is there was one of my clients. She went through a surgery, the boob surgery to because she had small boobs. So she felt like, oh, she's not attractive. She ended up getting a surgery done. And of course, she felt good about this and et cetera, et cetera. However, because of that, it also led a mark in one side of her body. And what happened is she started hating that part of her body. She stopped looking at that part of the body. Now, of course, as I mentioned about an orgasm, if you're not loving any part of your body, which means you're already creating a resistance, you're already creating a blockage, then whenever the sexual conversation, whenever she's having that kind of physical intimacy with her partner, she's always going to be worried about like, oh, I don't want to show this part to this, And as a result, she couldn't enjoy the experience that she wanted to have. When we had that emotional full body de-armoring session, the very next day, she was like, oh my God, I love it. I love it. I gave her certain homework. We worked on it. There were a lot of things that I did during the session that helped her to feel that ease. And the next day she was like, I can't believe it's just one night and it has changed so much. And she now kissed them, she hugged them, she loved them. And of course, it has a big impact on how she felt about herself and the relationship.
And that's so true that in particular women, but people, when you aren't loving something about yourself, it does impact a lot of aspects of your life. And learning to love you for who you are is really powerful.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
So this conversation has been awesome. I am loving picking your brain. And I want to know if the listeners take one thing away from today, what would you hope that it is?
I'm an orgasm coach. So I say orgasms are fun. We should have more and more of them, And of course, it's not necessarily that only your partner can give you orgasm. In fact, your partner cannot give you the orgasm. They can only create a space for orgasm to happen, right? We should explore ourselves equally, at least equally, if not more, self in self pleasure, so that we can know what is it that we like, how much touch do we like, how much pressure do we like, and also start working on those, the pubococcygeus muscles, in the PC muscles, right, which are very, very important. Start working on the activation of different energy centers, because then you can start playing with your partner just like I did, right? Imagine what that would do. So what I would say is, one last thing I would say from that perspective is, orgasms are fun. You can explore yourself equally, explore with your partner, and it's going to be a journey. It's kind of like an ocean diving in, which has no end, but just amazement.
I love that. Where can the listeners find you at?
Sure. Everybody can find me on my website, michaelcharming.com, or Instagram, which is mc.theorgasmcoach. I think on a podcast, The Orgasm Coach. I think these are the good places. And if you have any questions, more than welcome to help. You can send me an email at coach@michaelcharming.com.
Beautiful. And I will put all those links in the show notes so that everybody can easily find you. Do you want to tell me where they can find your book, Amplify Your Orgasm?
Sure. On Amazon, that's the best way. So if you just type in Amplify Your Orgasm on Amazon, wherever you are, you should be able to get the access to it. And if you do happen to read it, please do let me know. Please do drop me an email, what you think, what questions you have. And I'll be more than happy to answer and share my knowledge.
Beautiful. I love it. Thank you so much.
This episode is sponsored by Pure Romance by Jordan Jones, offering top bath and beauty products and relationship enhancement items. Check out the link in the bio to start shopping today. By shopping, you are supporting this podcast.
Thank you for joining today and continuing to bring awareness to women's health. If you love the show, please subscribe so you never miss another episode and leave a review for others to see. If you want to see me on the daily, you can check out my bio for links to all my pages. Be sure to share this episode with your girlfriends. Thanks again and see you next episode.